Each Tuesday, we hear from StoryCorps Griot. As part of this project, African Americans across the country are telling stories about their lives. 52 years ago, Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white passenger. Today's Griot story happened several years before Parks took her stand. Jerome Smith was living in New Orleans at the time. He was 10 years old. Here he remembers an incident on a streetcar that shaped the rest of his life.
My father was on the streetcar here, and he took the screen down that separated the blacks from the whites, put it in the middle of the floor. Some months later, I did the same thing, and I put the screen down, took a seat, and the streetcar became very hostile. And the old black woman came from the back and slapped me aside my head. Felt like there was a bell ringing in my head. And she said, "I'm going to fix him for disrespecting these white folks. You should never do that, disrespect white people. You have no business trying to sit with them." And she told him, "I'm going to take him home." And she pushed me down as I was trying to get off the streetcar. And she came behind me, and she took me behind an auto store on St. Bernard and St. Claude. And this was the moment. This was the moment that made me stand like I stand today. She told me, "Never, ever stop." She started crying. She hugged me and said, "I'm proud of you. Don't you ever quit." And even though I didn't know the word civil right then, that opened up the door.
Jerome Smith in New Orleans. Smith went on to become a civil rights activist. Today he teaches young people about getting involved in politics. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Memphis. Next stop is Harlem, New York. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Now you can read more stories like this one in the first ever StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. Learn more at nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.